morning and welcome to ASI Radio. Oh boy, we have a marketing coup in the house. It's a coup d'etat.
Marketing kooks in the house.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're celebrating our St. Patrick's Day show. And of course, we have liquor in the room. Kathy Houston, I'm looking at you. It's right in front of you. So we have Kathy with us, the editor of Advantages Magazine. And next to her, we have Jake, otherwise known as Jakey Kralik, the creative director of our marketing department. Hi, Jakey.
Woo woo! Oh,
next to him, we have Colin Graff, also known as El Diablo, a nickname he lives up to on a daily basis, who is our Swiss Army knife of the marketing department. He does it all.
Good morning, all.
Last but not least, we have someone new to the radio show this morning. We have Sal DiSpirito, who impressed me so much at the Orlando show because he's able to drink with us toe-to-toe, I might say.
So he's in Dallas, too.
So Sal is the director of our distributor marketing. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Happy Welcome. To be here.
Fabulous. As always, we have, as Joe Haley would call him, Facebook Vinny Driscoll, manning the phones, and the lovely Mina, who's enjoying her cocktail as well today.
Oh, she has a sound for that.
Well
yes.
Well done.
Melinda, Joe, and Andy are not with us today because they are on their way to New York for the Neal Awards.
Because they're winners and we're losers.
We're big losers. For which ASI magazines are up for 6 awards this year, a record number of awards.
Yes, I would like to file a complaint regarding that. One of the awards we're up for is for a best multimedia platform for the
Best Places to Work.
If I recall, there was some marketing done for that was included in that entire package. And that person is sitting in the office today right here in my
seat. But you're not bitter.
No, not bitter.
So our topic today is how to get yourself out of a sales rut. And we're going to get to that as soon as Kathy gives us the lineup of today's topics.
Okay. Yeah, like Michelle said, we're going to talk about getting yourself out of a rut. So call us at 215-953-4979 if you have ideas for getting out of a rut or if you have a problem with it. I'll give you 15 questions that win new customers or thereabouts. And the worst social media fails of the year will be brought to you by Jake. Colin, who's an amazing employee, will tell you 10 things really amazing employees do. And Sal over there, will give you tips for doing excellent business presentations. And first, we have the news with Michelle.
Yep. We begin this morning with positive economic news. Powered by a stronger private sector, the U.S. economy added 236,000 jobs in February. The result brings the unemployment rate down to 7.7%, its lowest level since December of 2008. Industry acquisition news now. Top 40 distributor Geiger is now out of the supplier business. The company, which sold off part of its Sun Graphics division last month, has now sold off nearly the remainder of the printed paper products unit to non-industry supplier Blue Line. Blue Line will now join the ad specialty market as a supplier. On to top 40 financial news. Staples Inc. said its 2012 revenues decreased to $24.4 billion, a 1% year-over-year decline. The company doesn't provide specifics for its promotional product sales, but Counselor estimates it to be the largest distributor in the industry, with about $400 million in annual revenue. Some international personnel news now. Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba has named Jonathan Liu as its new CEO. Liu, who had been vice president of Alibaba, will take over for Counselor Power 50 member Jack Ma on May 10th. Also, please make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe may not be here now, but he left us with a brand new video that he recorded. And I think it has to do with St. Patrick's
Day. Awesome, because I would be so sad if he didn't.
Right now, we have our friend Leighton Lee on the phone. And Leighton, as always, handles our weekly Product Safety Minute. And today, Leighton is going to talk about the pitfalls involved in making false claims around the marketing of products. And you guys have heard all about that. People call it greenwashing, I believe, when they say a product is eco-friendly or recyclable or green, and it is really not, for an example. Leighton? Hey there, sweetie.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good.
And the rest of the team?
Hello.
Good morning, Leighton. How are you this morning?
Fine. I'm not as tipsy as you folks are.
Not yet.
We're just getting warmed up.
It's only 7:35 here in California.
It's 5 o'clock so somewhere.
It's a little early, even for ETS standards. But since this is the drunk marketing show, as I call it right now, the topic I have really does apply to marketing. Because it has to do with making false claims in your marketing. And I have a few cases to just go over very, very briefly. But today's topic is not a product safety issue so much as it is a compliance issue. And failing to properly label and market your products accurately and in compliance with the regulations will put your company into jeopardy for making false advertising, getting false advertising liability, making misleading statements, and potentially the misbranding of products, which is a federal regulation violation. So there were a number of retailers that we've discussed previously for making false claims. As Michelle, you mentioned about greenwashing and eco-friendly, and we talked about the case where retailers were misbranding or mislabeling their bamboo apparel products as being all natural and 100% bamboo when they were really made out of rayon. So that was from a previous segment of Product Safety Minute. But recently, I picked up a number of cases that I think are very, very important. Although they apply to the food industry, they can jump over into the health and beauty category, which I know a lot of ASI members do business in. And I think it's really important for those folks today. But let's kind of go over a few cases, and it's really important. And this is my favorite, because I'm such a big fan of Girl Scout cookies, and I have like $50 worth of them on order from my wife's little niece right now, and I can't wait to get them. But they have this flavor called the mango-flavored cream cookies. I don't know if you folks are aware of those cookies.
Yeah, it's a new flavor, but familiar.
It's a new flavor, and yeah. Girl Scouts got nailed, or will be nailed, for making false nutrient claims of those cookies, and they say that these cookies are delicious, nutritious snacks with all the nutrient benefits of eating cranberries, pomegranates, oranges, grapes, and strawberries. Unfortunately, the Center for Science and Public Interest, which is a California
group, having it.
They're claiming that this is a misleading brand kind of advertising that is truly undermining consumers' health. By eating these cookies, because the cookies don't have any of these nutrients, especially from cranberries, pomegranates, oranges, grapes, and strawberries, because there are no such components.
So that's why I haven't lost weight.
Cookies. But instead, they contain 4 grams of heart disease promoting saturated fat,
yay!
11 grams of tooth decay sugars per 3-cookie serving.
All the
so that's
that
one case,
good.
And I'm really disheartened by that. So I'm going to have to cut my intake by half, maybe. two other matters regarding Bigelow teas and Tetley teas. They've been recently nailed for making false antioxidant nutrient claims in their teas. And they're saying that the plaintiffs in that matter saying that Tetley inaccurately states on its website that the antioxidant in its tea neutralizes free radicals. Now, get this. This is marketing here. Neutralizes free radicals that can cause cell damage linked to certain cancers, helps fight heart disease, boosts the immune system, and helps reduce infections, lowers risk of developing squamous cell carcinoma, reduces risk of stroke, protects lungs from cigarette damage, reduces risk of breast cancer, and provides a boost to exercise-induced weight loss. That's a mouthful of health benefits. And
on one little tea bag.
That's
huh?
impressive. I want some tea.
I know. So, you know, I'm going to lay off the 7 and 7 and go straight to
tea.
And speaking of 7, there's one case against 7-Up. Mm. And there's an antioxidant 7-Up version out there. And again, the Center for Science in the Public Interest, a California group, has been trying to nail 7-Up for that.
Yes,
so what's the takeaway here?
The cranberry.
Bottom line is that suppliers and distributors just need to be very, very mindful about what kind of marketing claims you put on your products. And this applies in the promotional products world, too, because we often, you know, put stuff on our websites and things on packaging, making health claims on some health and benefit, beauty products and so forth. So make yourself a hard target. Don't go there. I mean, allow the marketing department a little bit of leeway, but when they start making claims like this, it's nothing but trouble. And so I'm going to go grab some Girl Scout cookies and some Tetley tea.
Well, thanks so much, as always, Leighton, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, thank you all.
Thanks.
Take
so
care.
Much.
Have a good day.
All right, I'm going to ask my little marketers at the table, why would you do that if it could ultimately damage your brand? Why would you make over-the-top claims like that?
Because as soon as you have a tea bag that has any antioxidant property, you're going to bite on that thing that is good, and you're gonna just push it into the ground. They obviously pushed it way too far, but...
Well, I mean, marketers embellish. We all know that.
Yeah, but don't you have to walk that fine line between something that can come back around and
you
damage
do,
your brand?
Especially the health claims that the tea groups are getting in trouble for. And the 7-Up, I'm a big fan of it. It's the diet 7-Up cranberry or whatever claims antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe it?
No.
I think it's a bunch of crap. But, I mean, it tastes good. And to those health nuts out there.
Who's going to buy into that?
A lot of people buy into this stuff. And making these claims, especially the antioxidants with tea, people eat that stuff up.
They
because
do.
Tea is seen as healthy. It's the anti-coffee.
But it is healthy. It is healthy.
But
but maybe
sure?
not it's, that healthy.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
I'm perplexed by people in this industry who do things like say that their products are made out of bamboo when in fact they're not. They're made out of rayon when they there's a possibility they could get caught and the damage that would do to their reputation.
You should see the stuff that people send me for advantages that and they claim it's eco-friendly because you don't throw the cup away. That's not really eco-friendly.
Well, look, we're drinking out of something that's saying it's eco-friendly right there. But we have styrofoam cups that we're drinking out of.
And the reusable claim, it's plastic. Just because I can throw it in the dishwasher, it's reusable.
Yeah.
I mean, marketing is creative storytelling or lying.
You guys have a gift for fiction, my friends.
Well, and that's our job. I think our job is to, you see the gains sometimes far outweigh the risk because what you're seeing is this large lift in response or whatever you're measuring, and you easily can get lost into that. And then you get hit with a nice cease and desist letter. Not that I would know, but I've heard.
Especially with the health claims, it's like, why are you going to do it? You're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Food marketing.
Somebody's going to call you on it.
Very tricky subject.
Yes.
Well, we're going to move on to our – we have callers right now for our question. How do you get out of a sales rut? And we're going to start on line two. We have Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks. You guys sound really happy this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, so I was wondering, what are some of the resources that you all use to get inspired, like to do things differently or more creatively? Because my sales are kind of stagnant right now. I'm looking to change my MO. Do you have any suggestions?
I would say research new markets maybe that you can, diversify yourself into.
When was the last time you went out on the road?
What was that?
When was the last time you traveled to see your customers?
Maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah, I always think that a change of scenery is good. Even for a salesperson, it reinvigorates you. Perhaps go to one of the customers or an area that you haven't visited in a long time and get in with the customer and talk to them. And even if it's not salesy, just to visit their business and see how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that may help reinvigorate you. A change of scenery.
On that note, I'd say visit suppliers, too, and, get a handle on how products are made. That might give you some ideas,
yeah,
too.
And along the same lines, it's getting out of the office and getting in front of someone rather than sitting on the phone constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because that'll drag you into a rut right there. Mm-hmm. And take a day off. Take a day off. Get a vacation.
Yeah.
Take a vacation. To recharge the batteries.
Right. Yeah,
that's a really good point.
Great. Well, thanks so much for calling, Lucy.
Thank you.
Stay on the line, and Vinny will get your information. We'll give you a $25 Visa gift card, and more importantly, finger puppets of the host.
Oh, great, thanks.
We'll have to get finger puppets made of you guys. We have Melissa on line five. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
Good. Well, I'm definitely in a rut right now. I have the same clients. I go to the same trade shows, and I use the same suppliers pretty much. And I just really need to shake up my world. And I feel like I need a creativity overhaul pretty much. Do you have any suggestions for me?
What does our creative director have to say?
That's a good one. I mean, ruts are tough to break. You got to figure out something different. I think since I told the last caller that to get out and try something with the travel world, perhaps try something at home that you have never tried before, to make your brain, you want to try to trick your brain into rethinking creatively.
Mm-hmm.
So go for an exotic food. Try something in music or in movies that is very, very different from what you normally would, and that may inspire you in different ways. As far as direct sales go, you know, try connecting with your customer in a different way that you never have thought of before. Build a Pinterest board and invite them to join you on there, or maybe grab a webcam and start Skype and try something like that. You know, you gotta. You gotta trick yourself and make you think that you're doing something very different.
Even take like a class at the local college, maybe a design class, so you get you know, a different viewpoint of products and product packaging. And we have a couple of Facebook answers too that I think are relevant. David Garthwaite, he's always writes in, and he has a lot of good ideas. He says start your BASI education with ASI training and pick topics that you're interested in, and maybe topics that aren't in your comfort zone, as Jake is telling you, get out of your comfort zone. Also, get out and network. Local chambers and networking groups are a great source of encouragement. And Sally Daniel Anderson says when things are slowing down, she looks at, I think this is a great idea, look at last year's orders from the same month and call those customers, possibly get a reorder. Send out an e-newsletter. I don't know if you're doing anything like that, but that's always good to boost your creativity and include a little video clip of products in it. Just prospect, like I said, maybe diversify your markets. Weed through supplier specials and send those that may be of interest to your best customers. And not even specials or anything to do with products. Maybe you see an article that has to do with their particular industry that you think would be interesting to them, or maybe an artist you know they like, you send them a song you heard on Spotify by that artist,
or some art.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Well, I hope that helps, Melissa. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks,
great.
Melissa.
We have a question through Facebook from Glenda Correa. She says, how do you educate customers that marketing is something every business needs to have?
Sal.
Oh.
I'm going to throw that one to you.
Well, I think when I look at, you know, we kind of have the same problem sometimes with our clients. You know, we're looking as marketers to make the same, you know, convincing arguments. And I think what you look at is you're reinventing yourself when you're marketing. You're selling something, whether it's yourself, your relationship, or those elements. And what marketing does is you have to separate yourself from everyone else out there, and the only way to do that is to do the different things, whether it is providing them with content and newsletters, you know, articles about things going on, or whether it's getting into social media or you know, other avenues. But you know, when I look at, you know, I've only been here a handful of months, and you know, there are some elements I've brought that are different from my previous world, and you know, I'm seeing some successes, and I think it's because I bring that different perspective. So it's not so much what I'm doing is that much better as much as it's that different perspective. And I think you, as a marketer, have to keep redefining that and convince them with those elements.
What industry are you from originally?
The publishing industry.
Okay.
Great. Well, thanks so much for that. We're going to pause right now for a commercial from our show sponsor, AIA. We'll be right back. Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com. Seriously, I love AIA, but the sound of my own voice sometimes makes me want to just
everybody's like
jab
that.
A pen in my eye. we're going to take a call right now from our friend Stanley. Hey, Stanley.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I had a problem when I was listening to Leighton about the nutritional content in the Girl Scout cookies. All of a sudden, I couldn't hear what he was saying, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to keep eating my Thin Mints.
Good for you.
Sounds like a plan.
Nutrition be damned, Stanley. Yeah.
Which, by the way, Stanley, those are the worst ones for you.
They're the ones I like the best.
Here's my complaint, and I wrote them a letter. It's not 4 cookies per serving. It's 2 servings per box, column A and column B.
I agree. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. So here's my question, or here's one of the things we've been doing. trying to get away from the office and trying to get away from the inbox and trying to become more portable. So what I've done is I finally bit the bullet and got one of these iPad minis to see if I can truly do all that I do in my office from one of these portable devices. And I found that, you know, certain things you can and certain things you can't. But what do you think about the idea of literally, you know, there are certain clients that waste too much of our time for too little business. And when do you decide to say, you know what, I am going to hack off these clients or at least stop spending time on them and go for bigger business? And do you think you should go for business that you really don't know about, like industries you've never gone for? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was saying before. Diversify. If you're stuck in a rut, look at, you know, try and research new markets that maybe there's some companies in your area that are in a different industry that you could target.
I think the beginning question that you said, Stanley, is an interesting one. I don't have a great answer for you. When do you exit clients that are taking up too much of your time for not enough return on their investment?
Stanley, have you done an analysis on your clients? I mean, I've met you. I've spent time with you. You're a very analytical guy. Have you looked at your clients in a statistical way as far as how much time you're spending on them?
Well, it's funny because I have, and some of my better clients are some of my worst-paying clients. Like, they take the benefit of the relationship and drag out the pay period. And yet some of my clients that pay really fast, they're the ones that the sales process just doesn't make enough profit. It's the smaller orders that they need really quick. So it's an odd situation. It's, you know, one of the things that I've done to reinvent is when I handle clients, really approaching their promotional needs, not from what they ask for, but from, you know, ROI and analyzing what it is that they're really trying to accomplish. And I find that I'm getting better clients that way. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, you have the clients that want to take all your time for all those conversations, and then they want, you know, 3 dozen shirts. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's that old 80-20 rule where 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. But you got to be careful. If you focus too much on where the current money is coming in from, what happens if one of those goes away and you have neglected those smaller that smaller 20%. So you want to pay attention to everyone and not ignore those small people, because in the future they may not be small people. As long as you continue to develop that relationship, and you don't have to spend too much time with them, just and put forth these big marketing efforts to them, but keep in touch with them.
Right, and they can lead to referrals too. Exactly. I mean, they all know people. They all know other people that could use your services. So always ask them, even if they're not giving you a lot of business, they might turn you on to somebody that will.
Yeah, the last thing that we've been doing is really simplifying our supplier list. So I'm out here on the West Coast and trying to work with suppliers over and over again on a smaller list of suppliers that are really oriented on working with us and helping us. Has been also, I found that that's been a nice advantage because samples sell.
You know? Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Stanley, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. We're going to go to Jakey now because I'm dying to hear about this. What are the worst social media fails of the year so far?
Some of these are brutal.
Ugh, too. Social media.
Yeah, you love it.
So what did you post last week?
two of these are mine. No, I picked through this article. It's got the 10 worst social media fails, and Vin will post them all for you to read. But these are a few of my favorites. Starting right from the top, the one that caught my eye right off is Dave Mustaine from the band Megadeth bought his manager a gift certificate for Christmas from the Men's Warehouse. The gift certificate didn't arrive until a few weeks after Christmas, so he put up a rant on Facebook for the, you know, like some 500 word rant. He got over 9,000 likes, and Men's Warehouse tried to like rebuttal on there, but it was way too late. He's got 9,000 likes on one post on Facebook, which I ask you, when was the last time you had 9,000 likes on one post?
Now, did they just immediately say, "We're so sorry, here's a replacement," or did they try to make a...
No, they tried to put a post into his post and say why it happened. And
That doesn't work. And that's a very strange combo. Dave Mustaine doesn't strike me as a Men's Warehouse.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the metal world and suits don't go really well together there. Here's one that's really interesting. HMV, you know the store. They were basically a media, music, game store. Well, they hired a social media group to work with them as part of their marketing team. Well, this past year, they let go of 190 of their 250 marketing staff. And as they're doing it, they did it all at once. All of the social media people were live tweeting exactly what was happening and how they were being fired. The best one is one of them goes, "Hey, I just overheard from our marketing director who's not getting fired. How do I shut down Twitter?"
That's awesome.
Here's a few that this one stands out. This one's right off the head. Tesco does frozen meat or frozen food dinners, and they had a bit of a PR crisis a few months ago with horse meat being found in some of their frozen mm-hmm. food. Well, there was they had pre-scheduled tweets from their customer service that went off every night. And this is the one that went off that they forgot to shut down. It said, "It's sleepy time, so we're off to hit the hay."
That's awesome.
This is bad. This is bad. This Australian company called Sell It Online said it would donate money to the Tanzania brush fire crisis. But they would only donate money if you liked their Facebook page, which is really scummy.
So they're basically holding it hostage.
They're holding their money hostage until you like their page, which obviously took some really negative feedback and they took it down. Yep. This one is kind of interesting to me. Taco Bell, who I think tweets wonderfully, by the way. Mm-hmm. Their tweets are hilarious. When they didn't launch Cool Ranch Dorito Tacos the beginning of this month, their page on Facebook blew up with 3,000 people pissed off that they didn't launch these Cool Ranch Dorito tacos in time, with comments about them standing in line, waiting for their tacos, which I guess, you know, you say you want to launch something, you launch it, but who's really waiting for the Cool Ranch Dorito taco?
You know, I have a problem with Taco Bell's recent marketing. This whole thing where, granted, they got away from Live Outside the Bun, which was horrible. But now they're doing this whole Live Moss thing. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure if you eat that crap, you're going to actually live less. That's just my personal opinion.
No, you're not going to live
Moss. Girl Scout cookies.
You're not going to live
Moss. You're right.
We're going to – thank you, Jakey. Yeah, we're going to post those on our website. We're going to pause right now for the famed commercial from ASI.
ASI Computer Systems. I cannot wait.
With Colin's voice. We'll
be
right
back. Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
I just love that commercial. We're going to go to Sal right now. Sal, tell us about some tips for doing excellent business presentations, because I'm sure, like you guys at this table, I've seen some great ones and I have seen some not so great ones. Mm-hmm. So give us some tips.
Sure. So, you know, when you're looking at doing a presentation, you know, you're looking to really engage your audience, and your time is limited. Whether you have a set time, whatever it is, you want to start really strong out of the gate, and that is going in there and trying to grab your client's attention, whether it's with an anecdote or a story. You know, we always talk about it here, and you've heard in the industry, is this, the famous elevator sales pitch. You know, mm-hmm. 45 seconds, try to really gain their attention. You know, from there, you know, studies show that 55% of a speaker's, you know, communication is in the first few minutes is nonverbal. That does not mean get physical and start pushing. But at the same time, it's really showing your mannerism, gauging interest, not just, you know, staring at a piece of paper, really, you know, trying to gauge their interest and setting the tone as much as you can. You know, and then the next is really you want to get your audience engaged. You don't want them just listening to you. In fact, some of our better education classes here, when you go to Education Day, you really see some great presenters trying to engage with questions and solicit and you know, lead them down, as Colin and Jake are pointing out right now to themselves, more Jake than Colin, but just kidding. You know, but you really want to lead those questions down, down a certain path. And then, you know, the other thing is rehearse, practice, practice, practice. And that is because the more confident and comfortable you are, the more it'll go in a different direction.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the last tidbits is really end strong. You know, circle back to why they were there and get them to that point.
That's a great point. And we will post online. Thank you, Sal.
Sure.
We'll post online some of those tips. And very at the last minute here, we're going to do a lightning round of everybody's favorite products of the week. We're going to start with Kathy.
Mine is for March Madness, and it is a molded chocolate locker filled with chocolate basketballs. And it's from Swift & Holland Chocolates, ASI 44944.
Jakey?
Custom ski goggles. You can make your own ski goggles, which is freaking cool. Orcas. It's from Orcas, ASI number 75083.
Great. Colin?
It's golf season, so I picked a golf flag from Valley Forge Flag, ASI number 93250.
Perfect. And Sal?
I am a rookie, so I made the mistake of not having one today.
Okay.
You'll be whipped.
We will
yes,
forgive you.
Exactly.
Now you won't be asked back.
We will post all of those online, and thank you guys for listening. Go to our website at asicentral.com/radio, and we will see you next week. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Take care.
Happy Patrick's Day.